Man, self destruct. Still not ready. Now, when you look at this passage of scripture, the context that we've been in is about the righteous being rescued. It's about saved people getting caught up in the world again. It is possible that believers can leave the path of God completely and have no convictions, no conscience about what they have gotten themselves involved in. You know, back in the day, they used to say that person is not saved because they give the impression that they love the world more than they love the Lord. It is possible to be in church all your life, and then all of a sudden, tell your neighbor, you self-destruct. Are you with me? And self-destruction does not come by situations. Self-destruction comes because of choices. Self-destruction comes because a person still is not ready to leave the world behind. I want to tell you today, I thought Lot had finally got it. When you read this scripture, when you read verse 18, 19, and 20, this is the second time, we heard Lot speaking. Third time we heard Lot speaking in this whole chapter. Lot was a man of compromise. He was a man who compromised the principles that he was taught by his uncle Abraham, and he chose his own path. We live in a world where the world wants you to rely totally on self. That you can pull yourself up. That you don't need no help. You don't need nobody. Lot had a desire to linger in the world. And what we've seen so far is a descriptive picture of how far a believer can backslide into the world. A believer can actually fall in love with the world despite severe warnings, despite God sending a rescue team to rescue them. Can I tell you something? There are some people, their minds are made up. And I don't understand it. I don't understand if God has been so good to us. How can we turn our backs on him? How can we not heed his warning? I'm talking about God rescuing the righteous. Are you with me? I told you last week, why does God rescue those who don't want to be rescued? I told you because he knows that they are weak and powerless. I told you that because of his love and his grace and his mercy, because it's so amazing, God will do things for us that we don't even deserve. Anybody here is a recipient of his grace and his mercy? I mean, you really thought you had it going on until you found out how far you can really fall from God. And yet he sends his rescue team to pull us up out of a life that we once had. Are you with me? Paul asked the question, how is it that you who have tasted the goodness of God, how could you turn your back on God? Lot is this man. I told you that God is the only one who knows how to rescue the righteous after they've fallen. Watch this. When the righteous person falls, you can pray for them. You can try to reach out to them. You could try to talk to them. You can shoot Bible scriptures at them. They ain't coming back. Amen. You can plead with them. You can listen. You can do all that with them. The best thing to do is to trust that God can do what you can't do. Do I have anybody? What's interesting about Lot's life, and I told you I'm going to write the book about it. Lot's life was good. He benefited from his uncle's life, Abraham's blessings. As a matter of fact, Abraham gave him the best land. Abraham gave Lot more than what he deserved, but it wasn't enough. Can I tell you something? The world is like that. The world will keep you chasing after waterfalls. The world will keep you chasing after stuff, and you and I will never become satisfied. Are you following me? This is Lot. This is his life. And what's interesting to me, here's the storyline here. Verses 18, I'm going to read it to you again. But Lot said to them, "Oh no, my lords. Now behold, your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have magnified your loving kindness, which you have shown me by saving my life. But I cannot escape to the mountains, for the disaster will overtake me and I will die. Now behold, there's a town. This town is near enough to flee. It is small. Please let me escape there. Is it not small that my life may be saved?" What do you see there? Manipulation. I don't think you heard me. Here's the thing. God is trying to get him out of Sodom. He's trying to stay around Sodom.